The pictures are haunting. They're not of dead bodies. They're from people who are very much alive today, many decades after witnessing mass atrocities.
To me, the big takeaway is that people knew what was happening.
Cheryl Bronkesh is president of the Phoenix Holocaust Association. The haunted faces are part of In Broad Daylight, The Holocaust by Bullets, a photographic exhibit on display at the State Capitol Museum and at Phoenix's Burton Barr Library.
They didn't perpetrate this. They did not. However, when everybody's complicit and doesn't speak up, that's how murder can happen.
The faces come from Eastern Europe, and the people in them are mostly in their 90s now, having lived through the nightmare of the Second World War. And now in the year 2020, a refresher is needed.
I think that we need to talk to the new generations.
Marco Gonzalez is executive director of Yihad in Unum, a Paris-based organization combining the Hebrew word for together with the Latin phrase in one, dedicated to documenting evidence of the Holocaust in Eastern Europe to work to prevent future genocides. It's through his organization that the gallery exhibit has come to Arizona.
And this is the reason why we need to show the proofs that it was a crime and that it was a genocide, first of all, so that the new generation, they understand, because they feel more related to the word genocide than to Holocaust, what they believe that is very far.
The Guatemalan-born Gonzalez was a witness to human rights abuses in his own country and in many parts of Central America.
I was aware that a lot of crimes were committed against the indigenous people in Guatemala. And also, I grew up having a special sensitivity about the mass violence.
So Gonzalez chose to be an upstander, not a bystander. And now he encourages others to do the same.
Acts of crime that happened in Eastern Europe, that happened in Europe during the Second World War against the Jews, against the Roma, against the gays, and against everybody who was different could happen again today.
That's the lesson he hopes to pass along to younger generations.
Seeing all the pictures really just showed to me like what went through, like how planned out everything was that took place.
Julie Martin is a 17-year-old junior at Mesa Dobson High School.
I definitely think that it could happen because I think that there are people out there that are filled with hate.
Her classmate and fellow junior Dawson Debevic has also made it his mission to get the word out.
My presentation that I picked was about Holocaust denial. And through all of that research that I conducted, I feel that it is definitely a need for every student to know and everyone to know.
Kim Klett has taken them to the Capitol. She teaches an English literature course at Dobson High School and specializes in Holocaust studies. She tells her students that genocides happened right here in Arizona as well.
Well, it's so important here in Arizona because it really was a genocide of what happened to the Native Americans, and we don't talk about that enough. We don't talk enough about what happened to our African American community, and so I think it's really important to look back at what Nazi Germany did, but also to recognize what happened on our own soil.
Klett hopes seeing the pictures of witnesses to genocide decades ago helps today.
My hope is that they take the history and learn from that, and that they learn that they have voices and they make choices every day, and that by making good choices to help others and to get involved and not be silent and not be bystanders, that they can actually do something to help prevent this in the future.
A bill introduced in the Arizona House this session would require the Holocaust and other genocides be in the curriculum and taught in state schools at least twice between 7th and 12th grades. Meanwhile, the exhibit In Broad Daylight, The Holocaust by Bullets, can be seen in limited form at the state capitol. A larger gallery of photos is on display at Phoenix's Burton Barr Library. Phil Latzman, KJZZ News.